And now in this section, Sam has chosen a couple of seasonal passages to share with us. The first was written by an author from Great Yarmouth, who has a Norwich school and park named after her. That's right, Anna Sewell, and the passage is from her famous novel, Black Beauty.
For some people, Christmas and the New Year are very merry times. But for cabmen and cabmen's horses, it is no holiday, though it may be a harvest. There are so many parties and balls and places of amusement open that the work is hard and often late. Sometimes driver and horse have to wait for hours in the rain or frost, shivering with the cold, while the merry people within are dancing away to the music. I wonder if the beautiful ladies ever think of the weary cabman waiting on his box and his patient beast standing till his legs get stiff with cold. I had now most of the evening work, as I was well accustomed to standing, and Jerry was also more afraid of Hotspur taking cold. We had a great deal of late work in the Christmas week, and Jerry's cough was bad. But however late we were, Polly sat up for him and came out with a lantern to meet him, looking anxious and troubled. On the evening of the New Year, we had to take two gentlemen to a house in one of the West End squares. We set them down at 9 o'clock and were told to come again at 11. "But," said one, "as it is just a card party, you may have to wait a few minutes, but don't be late." As the clock struck 11, we were at the door, for Jerry was always punctual. The clock chimed the quarters. 1, 2, 3, and then struck 12, but the door did not open. The wind had been very changeable, with squalls of rain during the day, but now it came on sharp and driving sleet, which seemed to come all the way around it. It was very cold, and there was no shelter. Jerry got off his box and came and pulled one of my cloths a little more over my neck. Then he took a turn or two up and down, stamping his feet. Then he began to beat his arms, and that set him off coughing. So he opened the cab door and sat at the bottom with his feet on the pavement, and was a little sheltered. Still the clock chimed the quarters, and no one came. At 12:30, he rang the bell and asked the servant if he would be wanted that night. "Oh, yes, you'll be wanted safe enough," said the man. "You must not go. It will soon be over." And again, Jerry sat down, but his voice was so hoarse I could hardly hear him. At 1:15, the door opened, and the two gentlemen came out. They got into the cab without a word and told Jerry where to drive. That was nearly 2 miles. My legs were numb with cold, and I thought I should have stumbled. When the men got out, they never said they were sorry to have kept us waiting so long, but were angry at the charge. However, as Jerry never charged more than was his due, so he never took less, and they had to pay for the 2 hours and a quarter waiting. But it was hard-earned money to Jerry.
And now, here's Sam again with another little story for us.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Savior. Why Tabby Wears an M, a Christmas cat story. There was no snow that night in Bethlehem. Instead, the small cat watched a star-spangled sky from her perch in the window of a stable. She liked the stable, for it was a warm, safe place to raise her furry babies, and the innkeeper sometimes left out scraps for her to nibble. Now, Tabby wasn't particularly distinctive, and most humans didn't look at her twice. After all, her short, grey-black fur was quite common, but Tabby's striped coat hid a heart bigger than Cat's, twice her size. This night, though, Tabby was out of sorts, for she'd not been able to hunt and catch dinner. Travellers had poured into town for days, so noisy they disturbed decent cat folks' rest. Why, they'd even invaded Tabby's quiet stable, a place she had before shared only with other furry creatures. Now, Tabby hadn't minded the human couple. They were calmer than most. She'd left that morning for her usual rounds, but when she returned, the stable was absolutely packed with people. From her perch on the window, Tabby watched the last of the strangers leave, and she slipped from the window and padded silently inside and froze.
Meow! Meow!
Meow! Cried a tiny voice. A kitten? Tabby's ears turned this way and that to find the sound of the kitten's voice. It came from the manger, the very place Tabby often made her own bed. And a woman knelt beside the manger, intent on the small mewling that arose from within. Tabby was drawn by the kittenish sound, and though she knew her own furry babies were grown to cathood, she tiptoed forward very slowly and passed by a woolly burrow and a warm cow and all the other animals. The woman looked up and saw the striped cat. "Oh, little cat," she murmured. "My baby cannot sleep, and nothing calms him this night." She sighed and turned back to the manger. "How grateful would I be to anyone able to bring him sweet dreams?" And as Tabby watched, each stable animal stepped forward in turn and tried to soothe the woman's baby. But the kittenish sounds continued, and finally Tabby could contain herself no longer. Quickly she washed herself, paws, face, behind the ears, to the very tip of her tail, you know, so as not to offend the child's mother, and then shyly stepped forward. She leapt gracefully to the manger and stared into the face of the most beautiful baby, human or kitten, that she'd ever seen. He cooed and smiled, waving his tiny hands at Tabby, and she very carefully drew in her claws and settled beside him. Forgotten was her empty tummy. She could only hear her heart calling out to this sweet human kitten. And Tabby began to purr. The wondrous cat song filled the stable with overwhelming emotion. The animals listened with awe, and the child's mother smiled as her baby quietly went to sleep. The child's mother placed her hand gently on the purring Tabby's forehead. "Blessings upon you, Tabby Cat, for this sweet gift given to me and my child," she said. And where she touched Tabby's brow, there appeared an M, the sign of the Madonna's benediction. And from that day forward, all proper Tabby Cats are honoured with an M on their brow for the great service they performed that first Christmas night. And Christmas nights often find Tabby Cats staring into the night, purring, as they recall a very special child, their ancestor once sang to sleep.
Thank you for that, Sam, and that was perfect for Christmas.